Turn in your Bibles, please, to Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. I'd like to take a moment, first of all, and open up in a word of prayer, because this morning when I got up, I rose at 7:30 and went into my office at home and sat down and just to go over God's message again and read His Word and pray. And I had a great time with the Lord, and before I knew it, it was nearly 9 o'clock, and I felt like I was rushing from that time on. But I felt since this morning that after being with the Lord and getting prepared for this morning, I felt that the devil is attacking. And I know, Pastor, sometimes when you put a message together and you're prepared, everything's ready, you feel that attack because the devil doesn't want this message out. Things, time-wise, you know, were going by me, and it seemed like every little thing was a big job before coming to church. And I went on my Facebook page. I go on my Facebook page because my sister and my brother-in-law go to church in Scotland, and every week a person in the church posts on Facebook the church service and some pictures of the church service. And I like to see my brother-in-law and my sister sitting there in church. Yeah, and I see the pictures and I see little videos. And I like to see that in the morning. Well, I went on this morning and there was nothing there posted from my sister's church, which was unusual to begin with. But the first thing that came up on my Facebook page was, if you know, when you open up your Facebook pages, you usually get, sometimes you get a memory. You know, they say memory from 3 years ago, right? Memory from 5 years ago or something like that. Well, it said a memory from 3 years ago. And the memory was, what a blessed day. It was 3 years ago. And it said on it, what a blessed day. 3 generations of Blairs working on overhead doors. Father, son, and grandson. Well, you all know the situation with my son. He's living in sin right now and away from everything that he was brought up in. And I felt then that the devil was just attacking at that time. So I went back to the Lord and gave it to him. At the end of that post, it said 3 generations of Blairs working on overhead doors, father, son, and grandson Liam. And I put at the end of it, I am one blessed man. Well, this morning, I know that I'm still one blessed man. Yeah. And it's in God's hands regarding my son. So I'd like to just go this morning to the Lord in prayer before we start and reading the scripture and going into God's message. Let's bow our heads in prayer this morning. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this morning. We thank you for the time when we can come together and praise you and worship you. We thank you for the songs that were sung this morning and Father, how they touch our hearts and uplift us, Father, and prepare us for what you have in store for us in this service. And Father God in heaven, I pray, dear God, that you just be with me and help me and guide me, Father, anoint me with the power of the Holy Spirit. And Father, the furthest thing from my mind is for me to be seen here today. Let Christ be seen. Let the cross of Jesus be seen. Hide me behind it, Father. And Father, use my being, use my voice, use my mind. Father, all I give to you, And Father God in heaven, I pray that each and every one here this morning would listen attentively, their ears would be open, their hearts would be receptive to the word. And Father, I pray that something might be said today that would change and uplift them and encourage them for the weeks ahead. Father, we praise you this morning. I praise you. And I know each and every soul here this morning praises you. For we give you all the glory in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. Mark chapter 10. And in verse 46 to verse 52. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. And he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. This morning's message I'd just like to entitle, Jesus is Passing By. Jesus is Passing By. In the scripture this morning that we've just read, we are presented with a man who was absolutely blind, couldn't see a thing. Darkness was his life. He couldn't see anything with his physical eyes. Yet he could see things on a spiritual level that others were blind to. This man was blind physically, but his spiritual vision was 20/20. I'd like you just to join with me for a couple of minutes here as we go through the scripture and we'll look together at Bartimaeus, a blind man with 20/20 spiritual vision. We read in verse 46 where it says, and they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. He was blind. His condition was one which he had been born with. It just didn't happen. It wasn't an accident. He was born with this condition. He couldn't see a thing from birth. Can you imagine that? A child born blind and lived their whole life blind. Blindness was a common condition in Bible times because of various diseases that were there. They didn't have the antibiotics that we have nowadays. And also because of sanitary conditions. There's a lot of people blind. If you read in Scripture, you can see how many people Jesus healed from blindness. He was a beggar because of this physical condition. Bartimaeus was prevented from finding and performing a job. He couldn't work. He couldn't lift up a saw and measure tape and measure something and cut it and manufacture something. He couldn't see it. He was prevented from having a job. And in order to earn a living in that day when you were blind, the only thing you could do was beg. Sit and beg and hope someone would give you something to see you through that day. There were no welfare programs, no charitable institutions that he could go to. Nobody there would help him. There was no social security. There was no government programs. Nowhere he could turn to. Bartimaeus totally depended upon the generosity of others in order to survive from day to day. It was a pitiful, wretched condition that Bartimaeus lived in. We see in verse 47 to 49, he recognized who Jesus was. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Apparently, Bartimaeus had heard about the miracles performed by Jesus. How would he hear about these miracles? He's just sitting there day after day outside of Jericho. But travelers are going by constantly, walking past him. Although he didn't have sight, he had hearing. He could hear. And usually when someone loses one sense, other senses are increased. So if he's sitting there at the side of the road, he must have heard other people walk by and talk about this Jesus of Nazareth who had healed the lepers. He had made the lame to walk. He had cleansed the demon-possessed. He had touched and made people whole. He had touched the blind and made them see. He had heard all these things as he sat by the highway. He heard the travelers as they talked one by to another as they walked past them. Can you just imagine it? Sitting there and all you hear is, "Hey, did you hear about Jesus of Nazareth? How he touched that blind man and made him see?" "Yeah, and I heard about that lame man that they lowered down through the roof. And he just said to him, 'Take up thy bed and walk.' And he walked. I heard all these things. I saw it." Bartimaeus is sitting there listening to it. He had learned about Jesus and he knew what Jesus had done for others. And he knew that he could do it for Bartimaeus. The first step in coming to Jesus Christ for salvation. The first step in coming to Jesus Christ for salvation is to know what it's done for others. It's to know what it's done for others. When people look at we who are saved and we talk about Jesus the way we talk about Jesus, how he has taken our lives and changed our lives, that's the first step to get someone who is lost in their sin to come to Jesus, is to hear it from someone else to begin with. He realized what Jesus could do. Bartimaeus exercised faith in Jesus, which is the key ingredient for receiving anything from God. If you're here this morning and you need something from God, if you're here this morning and you feel that there's so much pressure on your life right now, and you can't see where that pressure can be relieved, if you can't see it? Is there a blindness? Is there a blindness you can't see it? And Jesus is calling. Jesus is walking by. Jesus is walking by. He realized what Jesus could do. He exercised faith in Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9 says, For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Beyond this poor beggar, this poor man, saw things that most of the people who were in that multitude never saw. He saw some things that many, even in churches today, who sit in pews today in churches all over Canada, he saw things that many have never seen. Some things that we need to see today. He saw that his greatest opportunity had come. He saw that his greatest opportunity had come. For years, this man had sat by the highway begging. He was helpless and in a hopeless condition. As Jesus passed by, it dawned on Bartimaeus that it was Jesus. It was he had heard about. This was the day of his greatest opportunity as he sat there. As a result, he began to cry out for the Lord to have mercy on him. Bartimaeus, although he was blind, was open to opportunity when it stared him in the face. When it stared him in the face, he was open to that opportunity. He saw that this opportunity could easily pass him by. Jesus was on his way out of Jericho. If Bartimaeus had sat still that day and said nothing, then the next day would have been like the day before and the day before and the day before and the day before. He would have to sit by the road begging that someone would help him until the day he died. He may have been blind, but even he could see that unless he did something about this situation, he was doomed to a life of misery and darkness. Whatever is in your life today, and you need it rectified, the something that you need to do is take it to the Lord. Just take it to the Lord. Just give it to Him. He saw that his opportunity may never return again. Apparently, Jesus had never passed that way before. And Bartimaeus knew it. He might never pass that way again. He knew if he was going to receive something from Jesus, he had to call on Jesus while he was near. Jesus is near. If you need something from Jesus, you call on Jesus. You call on Jesus. Don't let him pass by. He saw that Christ's way was better than his own way. After Bartimaeus had received his healing from the Lord, he was told to go his way. However, he saw that Christ's way was a far better way than his own way. And he followed Jesus. And according to Luke chapter 18, verse 43, he praised the name of the Lord as he followed Jesus in the way. There is a lesson here for every person who has been saved. by the grace of Jesus Christ. There is a lesson here to be seen. After salvation, there will be a change of direction in your life. You follow Jesus. You follow Jesus. We see also this morning with Bartimaeus, he repeated the cry. He repeated the cry. Those who stood by and those who were traveling with the Lord tried to make Bartimaeus stop crying out to the Lord. However, his determination was so great to get help from the Lord that he continued to cry out. And he simply got louder. He was not hindered or bothered by the opinions of others. He needed something from the Lord and he was determined to get it, regardless of what anyone thought or did. He sat there, heard Jesus walk by, and someone said, "It's Jesus of Nazareth." You can just picture in your mind Bartimaeus sitting there, and he stands up and he says, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus may have been over there, and Bartimaeus would be looking over here because he had no sight. Can you imagine it? "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." He didn't know where Jesus was. He just knew he was passing by. His friends told him to be quiet. Be quiet. But he persisted. "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me." And he received the response. Continually pray and pray and pray till you get the answer for what is needed in your life. If there's something in your life that you've been continually praying for and the answer hasn't come, continually pray for it. Continually pray and pray and pray. He received the response when Jesus heard the cry of this beggar. He stopped in his tracks and called for Bartimaeus to come to him. What a glorious moment when Jesus answers. What a glorious moment when Jesus answers. And this must have been a glorious moment for poor, blind Bartimaeus the beggar. His faith has honored and he received an audience with the Lord Jesus. Is your faith strong enough to go to God continually, continually and cry out, "Jesus, I need this. Jesus, I need this. Jesus, I need this. Jesus, thou son of David, answer my prayer. Answer my prayer." What prayer have you been praying for such a long time? It could just be a matter of days. It could be a matter of weeks. It could be a matter of months. It could be a matter of years that you've been praying this prayer. But he says, continually pray. Continually pray. "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Hear my prayer." Go to him in faith. My friends, what is it that you need from the Lord today? Do you feel overwhelmed by the situation around you? Can you not see the end of it? Like blind Bartimaeus, cry out to God and keep crying out and keep crying out. And you will receive the answer. He received the response. He received his response. When Jesus heard the cry of his beggar, he stopped in his tracks and he called for Bartimaeus to come. I want you to see what Bartimaeus did at this time. In verse 50, he says, "And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus." According to this verse, when Jesus called Bartimaeus, he got up to go. The Bible says that he cast away his garment. This means that he threw aside his outer coat and jumped up to go see Jesus. He threw off his beggar's coat. He threw off his beggar's coat. A dirty old coat that he'd been wearing for years and years and years at the side of the road. He threw it off and went to Jesus. What happened when you called on Jesus to save you? What happened when Jesus saved you? When you said, Lord God in heaven, Jesus, my Savior, forgive me of my sins and come into my life and cleanse me from all this unrighteousness that's in my life. I accept you as Lord and Savior. What happened to you? He threw off your dirty garments. He threw off your dirty garments and he gave you a coat anew. Anew, you are a new person in Jesus Christ. Amen, yes. Amen. You're a new person in Jesus Christ. That's what Bartimaeus did. He threw off the coat. He didn't need the coat anymore. He threw it off, a coat that could have been valuable to him. He must have known that someone would walk by and pick it up and carry it away. He must have known that he could lose it forever. However, he counted the cost and was willing to pay whatever price was necessary just to get to Jesus, because Jesus had cleansed him and made him a new person and clothed him in righteousness. And clothed him in righteousness. The dirty sin garment was gone, and he was clothed now in righteousness. In verse 52, it says, and Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. As was mentioned just a moment ago, after Bartimaeus was healed, Jesus told him to go his way. Just go your way. Bartimaeus, however, wanted to be near the one who had healed him and saved him. This is a theme that is repeated several times in the Gospels. I think of the Gadarene demonic in Mark 5 who wanted to go with Jesus after he was healed and saved. This simply reminds that after salvation comes into our lives, that there is a desire for the things of God. When you get saved, there is a desire placed within you for the things of God. A saved person will want to walk with Jesus. A saved person will want to read His Word. A saved person will want to pray. A saved person will want to be in church with other believers in the faith. There is something that happens to a person when they get saved. There's a changing. There'll be a profound change in our lives when we get saved. It will be dramatic in many cases. When I got saved when I was 17, I didn't really understand the whole thing. Being saved in a Billy Graham crusade at 17 and being told, be sure and be in church on Sunday, what church do I go to? I didn't know, what church do I go to? I don't know. Came to Canada and finally ended up in an independent Bible-believing Baptist church. Rededicated my life to Christ in that church at the age 20. And God, from that day on, placed in me a desire to walk with Him, to talk with Him, to read His Word, to be in church, to be there. When Jesus saves you, He makes you alive. You're alive in Christ. So the story of blind Bartimaeus, although it's just a short few verses in Scripture, means so much. So much. Once he's saved, he walks with Jesus. He knows that Jesus is the one that can give him the sight. Jesus is the one that can take anything at all in your life that's bothering you right now, that you've been concerned about, that you've been worried about. Jesus can take it. And he can take it away from you. He can answer that prayer. Short story to conclude here. One day a Christian and a communist were sitting on a park bench watching the world go by. As they were watching, a poor drunken beggar walked by, dressed in rags. The communist pointed to the beggar and said, "Communism would put a new suit on that man." To which the Christian responded, "Maybe so, but Jesus Christ can put a new man in that suit." Amen and amen. This morning, whatever it is that you need from Jesus, Jesus is passing by. Cry out like blind Bartimaeus, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Hear my plea. Hear my plea." I'll tell you one thing this morning. The devil is never going to win. He'll never win. He may try and get you down, like he tried this morning with me, but he will never win. He will never win. There is victory in Jesus. And thank you for that song this morning, brother. That's the way to start this service off. Victory in Jesus. I love that hymn. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we do come before you now, Father, and we pray, dear Father, that whatever is in us,